Unlike old soldiers, old warships don't just fade away. They have to be dismantled. Recently, four decommissioned U.S. Navy ships set sail from Virginia to England on what Pentagon officials had hoped would be their final voyage. The ships were supposed to be scrapped at the English port of Hartlepool, but environmental groups say the old ships pose a threat to the town, and the courts have put the plan on hold. Jeff Lilly joins me from Hartlepool. He's a lifelong resident, retired local councillor, and bus driver. Hello, Mr. Lilly.
Hello.
I understand that you were in Hartlepool Harbor for the first of two of 13 U.S. ships that were supposed to be dismantled there.
Well, hopefully the first of four that have come to Hartlepool and been returned. But yes, I was on the end of the pier, and I gave them, along with a number of other people, a very loud reception. We want them to go back.
Well, why do you want them going back?
Well, first of all, you've got to understand where Hartlepool's coming from. 30 years ago, we were a heavy industrialised town, and we've had the legacy of heavy industry over the years. Over the last 5, 10, 15 years, we've seen over £300 million spent on the renaissance of our town, and we feel as if that's something we should be leaving behind, the heavy industrial side of things. But also, the toxic waste from these ships will be buried in a toxic waste tip called Seaton Meadows, which is less than a kilometre away from some very nice housing. That's not on from where we're coming from. And also, you know, America under Bill Clinton signed certain protocols to ensure that toxic waste such as this wasn't exported. And we're very concerned that precedents have been set in the making of these exemptions to the rule.
But I understand that government officials and officials from the company that's going to do the dismantling say that the ships pose no environmental problem.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, Bruce, because I've just been reading some reports to your Senate in relation to the state of the ships. And in America, you seem to be saying that these ships are a threat to the estuarinal habitat of the James River, which is a similar habitat, the one they're being put into now. So, now, if they're a risk to the environment in America, they're just as great a risk to the environment in Hartlepool.
And the James River is the place where, in Virginia, where the ships came from.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if these ships were coming the other way across the pond, senators like Joanne Davies, who's been very vocal in being glad to see the back of them, would be, well, I would imagine that she'd be playing war.
You mean if they were coming to James River instead of the other way
yeah.
around?
You know, if the boot was on the other foot, as they say.
Well, President Bush crossed the pond this week. He was in Britain. If you had the opportunity, what would you say to him?
Oh, I would ask him to take his ships home with him.
Mr. Lilly, earlier in the interview, I heard a dog. Is that an English Yorkshire Terrier?
No. I've got three dogs. I've got two black Scottish Terriers, the same as George W., and I've got a miniature dachshund called Henry. His proper name's Hendrik, but we prefer Henry.
Well, you have something in common with George Bush, then.
Only one thing, I think.
Mr. Lilly, it was a real pleasure.
And a pleasure talking to you. God bless you, Bruce.
Take care.
Cheerio, bye.
Jeff Lilly is a lifelong resident of the port city of Hartlepool, England. You're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the World Media Foundation Environmental Information Fund. Major contributors include the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of marine issues, and the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation. Support also comes from NPR member stations and Bob Williams and Meg Caldwell, honoring NPR's coverage of environmental and natural resource issues, and in support of the NPR President's Council. And Paul and Marcia Ginsburg, in support of excellence in public radio.